You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So it's Thursday. Today, Bradley Cooper celebrating a birthday. Kristen Cavallari, birthday.
Oh, we love her.
And we got more rain. 100% potentially heavy. Maybe over an inch of it when it all is said and done. Not a great day for dog walking, so be aware of that.
But we need it.
Of course, highs around 60. Morning hack this morning. Do you take a daily walk? You will burn 40% more calories if you change it up and walk like this. I'll tell you, 6:55.
Oh.
Ryan's roses. Christmas present fallout. Some holiday drama. She saw romantic gifts hidden prior to Christmas, but the gifts he gave her were anything but romantic. So who were they for?
Oh, that is not good.
Well, do we have a family meeting here?
You just kind of like caught me by surprise.
I missed our family meetings.
Well, we're having one.
Great.
Great, yeah. So your husband, Michael, am I understanding this? He's jealous of your new Siri voice?
It's not my new Siri voice. It's been my Siri voice forever, but I guess he's just never heard it. Until the other day, we were both in the bathroom together, brushing our teeth, getting ready. I don't really remember what it was. Oh, and then I had to call one of our family members. And so I asked my Apple Watch to call his brother. And so I just said, you know, I don't want to say it because it's going to do it. And so I just said, you know, hey, you know who, call Alex or call his brother. And then when it said it, it's like calling, blah, blah, blah. He was like, your Siri is a male? Like, he couldn't believe.
It's a computer.
No, but he thought that the Siri voice is always a female, but you can go in and you can change it, have it be like a British man, or you can have it.
It is a little weird. Like, you took an extra step to change the Siri voice to a man.
I didn't want it to be a girl. I wanted it to be a dude. It's fine.
Okay, what's the dude's name?
I don't know. No, it's still Siri.
You it's still have Siri. It's not Siri, eh?
No, listen. We have a few examples.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Oh, he can't be jealous of that.
Yeah, you have a bunch of different voices here.
Are there more?
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
No.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Better?
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
So I'm using like the Aussie guy. I think he's Aussie or British or whatever. I like the guy.
Hi, get it.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Yeah.
How did, who knew about all this?
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Isn't that nice?
Kind of.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
I like that one.
So I went in and switched it up. And yeah, I feel like in a weird way.
Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
He's a little jealous.
You know who I would like? I don't know if he's, you know, into it or not. The Booking.com commercial with Idris Elba.
Oh, you sure would like that as your voice.
That's the voice I would want on my Siri, and I'd be jealous of it too.
Yeah.
But that's the voice you should be on my Siri. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Do you use your Siri? I feel like you do not.
I actually just got a new Apple TV box, and I went, you know Siri's on when you get Apple TV?
Yeah, Siri does not seem like your friend. Mm-mm. I feel like you do not like Siri.
You have to go deactivate. Siri comes on listening to you. Mm-hmm. You have to go in and deactivate Siri on your Apple TV.
It's fine, Ryan. Just have all the things on.
It's not, because I was talking the other day and it like answered a question.
Like, why are you so secretive? Like, what are you hiding?
Because I'm talking about things in my life.
Who is listening to you? Your phone is listening to you too.
Everything's listening.
Nobody on this planet cares about anything that you're discussing.
They do. I gossip proper names.
No, but it's good.
And they might pick it up.
They're good. It's good that they're listening to you because they can curate ads to get into your algorithm.
It's like I was talking about Luke Bryan. They're like, I will pass that on to Luke Bryan.
It doesn't do stuff like that.
It does, because Siri. Honestly, guy, I was trying to find a restaurant, and all of a sudden, in the TV, it goes, would you like Siri's help? I know.
Then you just say no, and it moves on. Like, it's not being passed on.
Is your Siri on or off?
Off.
Exactly.
It's fine.
No, they're listening to you, on TikTok, too. They're all listening
to you. They're everywhere.
Siri.
Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't curse here. I curse at home. I don't want Siri here at all.
What? Siri doesn't mind.
Is Michael afraid of you having an affair with an AI voice?
I mean, at this point, who knows?
Are you going to run off with Siri?
At this point, we all might. In like 20 years, let's talk.
I mean, this is nuts.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's a great morning hack. So walking is so good for you. Physical, mental health. But if you do this, you'll burn 40% more calories. Ready? Walk backwards.
Oh my gosh. I was going to guess that.
Walk backwards. It uses muscles differently. It requires concentration. Burns more calories.
It's like a Black Mirror episode. Almost just start walking backwards.
Walk backwards. Today's quote. You are much more valuable than the time you waste trying to convince someone of your worth.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, this storm is expected to bring 2 to 4 inches of rain in most areas, with even higher totals in the mountains and foothills. As a result, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a state of emergency to allow emergency crews to mobilize quickly and respond to flash floods, debris flows, and other crises. Stephen Twitch Boss was laid to rest by his loved ones yesterday in a private funeral. A larger celebration is planned for the near future, where close friends and the people who Twitch considered his family will be invited to attend. He is survived, as we know, by his wife, Allison, and their 3 children. And a program announced by Mayor Karen Bass in an effort to provide housing for people living in encampments is being implemented in Venice. The program, called the Inside Safe Initiative, will work to identify the highest need encampments that have a chronic and high demand for services.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Just having a laugh, actually, during that last track with Andy Cohen, who said to me, you answer your own phone? Yeah.
I mean, you're Ryan Seacrest.
Well, you knew it was him.
I knew you were calling. I invited Andy
Cohen
on the show.
I'm flattered you picked up. I didn't know where we stood, Ryan. I got to tell you something. I like watching people fight. I don't like fighting with people.
Oh. Well, we're not. That's the funny thing, you know, is that we're not. And I was at the, is that your alarm to get one of the kids ready?
Yeah, sorry. That was my alarm telling me to call you, actually.
Tell your alarm we're talking.
I will.
I was at the DMV, and I was renewing my license, and the wonderful woman helping me.
You go to the DMV? Wow, you answer your own phone, you go to the DMV. This is like, I'm learning a lot today. Go on, you were at the DMV.
So she brings up your name, Andy Cohen. And I said to her, oh, that's funny, because, you know, he and I have known each other for a long time. And we've been friends for, I mean, years now. And we both are in Times Square together. We're really doing the same job for hours and hours. And we talk about it leading up to it, literally the day of the show, usually about weather. But I said to her, no, he and I have known each other really well for years. How many years do you think we've been friends now?
Well, I'm going to say, God, at least maybe 15. I mean, yeah. I think I probably first met you about 15 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, wow. I think that's right. We started to work together, actually, when we first met. But it is funny to, you know, to think that some people think you and I have this thing going on, which just isn't true. Because
Well, you know, this is really an Anderson thing. I called Anderson and yelled at him on the radio yesterday. I was on my radio show yesterday. And I said, you know, Anderson, when typically what I'm remembering is that when we're standing there and when one of us sees Ryan behind us, because you're on the stage right behind us, one of us will nudge the other and say, hey, there's Seacrest. Look, there's Ryan. So that the other one can make note and give a wave.
Right.
And
right.
I said, this year you did not do that. You did not. And he said, you know what? I didn't do that. You were like talking to the control room or something and must have been doing something. And so I said, well, now look what you've done, Anderson.
Ripple effect.
Look what you started. You know? Well, yeah. Listen, I love both you guys. And I'm happy. Happy New Year. I'm happy that we're both and all of us, I guess, down there every year together. And what's funny is that initially that day, Andy and I were texting back and forth about how grateful we were for the warm temperatures in Times Square.
Yes,
remember that?
Yes.
The rain didn't matter. It was 50-something degrees, which I can't remember when it's been.
I would rather have the 50 degrees and the rain than 0 degrees, which is what it was on the first godforsaken year.
Totally agree.
An upsetting night for me. I just remember it being an upsetting night for me.
So here's the thing. Andy Cohen with us. My question for you is, when your show is over, are you hungry? I am so hungry because I've been down there for 12 hours, and I just want to eat. Do you eat afterwards?
This year, since I was starved from tequila, I drank afterwards.
You did.
I was not very hungry. I was very parched.
Got it.
I was very parched.
Good for you.
Yes. We should definitely toast each other next year after the shows because it's fun. But, you know, it's definitely a broadcast with all kinds of different moving parts when you're in Times Square that you just don't control. You know that.
Yes, that is very true. I mean, I couldn't hear a lot of there was a lot going on there. And that poor crowd was standing there. I felt so bad for them. They were standing there waiting and waiting and waiting. I say that hosting New Year's is like a telethon without a disease. You're standing there, you know, it's like you're raising money for something, but you don't know what, you know, and it turns out you're just waiting for midnight.
Just waiting for the ball to drop.
They know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, you know what? I talked to them all night and they know exactly what they're getting into. They're excited.
Yeah.
Once it gets to be about 10 o'clock and you start feeling things amp up, they're ready for it. So.
Yes.
All right, listen. I know you got kids, school, things like that going on this morning. So Andy Cohen, thanks for calling and Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, we met when he was an executive at Bravo.
Wow.
Because he was an executive. He was, like, in charge of the television series, unscripted series at Bravo.
Before
he was the personality on TV. Yeah.
Wow. Was that in the same building that we were in before?
You're asking me challenging questions where things were.
Okay.
I don't know. They were somewhere close.
Because I feel like I used to see him in that building, too.
Well, yeah, he would come over to that building.
Yeah.
We are minutes away from what, Tubbs?
Paying your bills.
No, we're not paying bills. We pay Ryan's Roses.
Oh. That was my next choice.
I thought it was going to be our year, Tubbs. Pay your bills back on Monday. All right, so Alexandria McLean is on with us right now. Alexandria, thanks for coming on. So I'm sure if you're listening, you've seen Spotify Wrapped. What they do is they send users a summary of all the music they listened to over the year. Well, that trend inspired Alexandria McLean to post her dating rap for 2022. And it not only went viral, the idea took off as well as thousands of TikTokers posted their own dating rap. Alexandria with us right now. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So you went on 21 first dates, right? That's a lot.
Yeah, definitely a lot. More than I had thought when I was like recapping at the end. I was like, wow, I really put in work this year.
That's almost like every other week if you think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Bumble, Hinge, IRL, dinner dates, coffee. All right, so tell me what you compiled. What did you do?
Yeah, so ever since I started dating, I was already keeping track of my dating life in my notes app. So I would keep track of things like their name, their age, where we met. So whether it was Bumble, Hinge, in real life.
Smart
and
girl.
Then like a little one-liner so I could remember the date. And then, you know, I always, as I think all women do, we have like a little like gab after a day with our girlfriends and like chat about the date. So around October, I was like, why don't I recap my dating life, since I noticed I was going on a lot more dates this year than I had in the past. I was already sharing the information with my friends. So I thought, why not share it with TikTok?
So you call yourself a walking red flag. Why?
I obviously hype that up a bit for the video, but you know, I think we all have our flaws. I'm hyper independent, which I think is a great thing to be, but sometimes I could be a little too independent. And then I'm that person who I don't like being serious. I like joking 90% of the time. So I think, you know, that's not always the best way to be. Sometimes you got to be more serious. So I think maybe those are the two reasons I'm a walking red flag.
And how's the response been to your video? Like, are guys filling up your DMs?
Yeah, a little crazy. The DMs are definitely being filled. But overall, like, the response has been amazing. Some of the guys who I went out with this year and even past years have reached out to congratulate me. So I think that's been really special, that it's been love from all around.
I love it. All right, well, who's going to do this next?
Yeah, I know, right?
I think that's such a great idea. I like, honestly, I think it's so cool to go through, because I think also thinking back and remembering kind of like the blunders and the bumps along the way, it makes you so much more grateful when you find that person that you're going to spend your life with.
Totally. And it also helped me realize what I want in a partner. I think before this, when people would ask me what I'm looking for, I would describe really superficial things. The next thing I know, I'm describing Adam Brody. But like this year, I was really able to reflect on like what I was actually looking for.
Why did you go on so many walking dates?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's like summer. There's like some parks. People just want to grab smoothies. And I honestly didn't realize how much I hated walking dates until I reflected on it. And the reason I hate walking dates, a lot of the comments are like, you just want people spending money on you. And like, that's not it at all. I find walking dates put a lot of pressure on you. You need to like talk the whole time. There isn't really like much distraction if it's not going well. So that's the reason why I think maybe 2023, no more walking dates.
I like this whole thing. All right, check her out at Alexandria the Mediocre on TikTok. Thanks for coming on. Good luck.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye. 102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. So, dear Ryan and Sissany, it's Ryan's Roses right now. I know where my husband hides gifts. He doesn't know I know. I was snooping before Christmas. I found 5 boxes from Victoria's Secret. He got me a new office chair. Who got the Victoria's Secret? I mean, it's that simple. Christina's on the line. So you found his lingerie stash, boxed, gift wrapped, to give to someone else. No chance that he was saving it for you. No chance that there's something that makes sense here.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think he's given the Victoria's Secret to?
I have no idea. I just know that I was, you know, like every year I can't help it. I have to snoop and, you know, try to get an idea of what my husband's getting me for Christmas to make sure, you know, I get him something great or whatever, you know. And there's only 2 places that he hides them, and he doesn't know. And I find these boxes behind the files in our filing cabinet in our home office.
Is 5 boxes of lingerie a lot? It seems like
yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's only bought me 1 piece of lingerie in the entire time we've been married.
Okay. All right, let's get to it, because, I mean, this is
it seems odd.
Yeah, it seems odd. So, Christina snoops around, finds her husband's secret stash where he was hiding 5 boxes of lingerie to give to, not her.
Mm.
She didn't get it. She got an office chair for Christmas. So who's getting the lingerie? Victoria's Secret? Like, what? I'm upset about that.
An office chair.
An office chair. Really? So, Christina, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call on Kiss FM.
Let me see if we can find out. We'll tell him he's on the air, and then we can all come in, okay? Here we go, Christina. Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Quinn. I'm calling from West Covina Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, but I'm sorry. This isn't a good time.
Are you sure? Well, you know, we provide arrangements for delivering. I wanted to promote my business today, so we're offering a free dozen red roses. They are free. You can send to anybody that you'd like. I would just need the name of the person you want to send them to.
Okay, so I can send free flowers, huh?
Yes, this will take less than 5 minutes. So I would just need the name of the person you want to send them to and a note, and we can get them out by lunchtime. I'm here. I'm a local vendor and business here in the area, and it's just a promotion that we do once a month.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Can you send them to Leslie?
Leslie, great. And what would you like to put on the note?
You know what? It doesn't need to be anything special. A regular whatever note is fine. That's fine. Thanks.
Want me to sign it from Greg? Love, Greg.
You know what? No, actually, just put keep them coming from your mystery man.
Oh. Okay.
Hello. Yeah, hello, Greg. It's Ryan Seacrest. Your voice is being broadcast on the radio. Keep them coming from your mystery man. Can you explain that to me? Who is all this, and what is all this?
I don't know what's going on here, but like I said, this isn't a good time. So I'm sorry.
It's not a good time. But your wife Christina's on the line, and she would like to know who you're sending 5 boxes of Victoria's Secret lingerie to, mystery man.
My wife is on the line. What is happening here?
What's happening is you're sending intimates to another woman, and we'd like to know who and why. Are you cheating on Christina?
Who is Leslie?
Oh.
Yeah, who is Leslie?
Greg. Why is she getting lingerie?
Leslie is she's a woman in my fantasy football league.
Right,
well,
but
she's
who is
definitely
she?
A fantasy.
No.
So you're sending her lingerie?
Like, I don't even really know her, okay? JD brought her into the league, and I don't know. I don't even really know her.
Why are you sending her flowers?
Why are you sending her roses?
Look, because we've been talking, but nothing is going on.
Yeah, okay.
What does keep them coming mean?
Greg, exactly.
You know what? I don't appreciate. I don't want to get into this on the show.
I don't either. The last thing I wanted to do was have this conversation with you today, Greg. But here we are. Who are you sending Victoria's Secret boxes to, Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Not your wife, because she didn't get any.
Mystery man?
No, I didn't.
You sent her an office chair.
Yeah. Okay. I can see how this looks, but please believe me, nothing is going on. I've never even met her face to face.
So you're sending her lingerie and you never met her?
You're sending her flowers. No. You're sending her roses.
Greg, I have to tell you something. There are a lot of people listening right now that need to get to work. They're waiting out of their car. Are you cheating on your wife?
No, I'm not. Look, we were texting earlier this season about trades and whatever, and we started talking.
Did you send intimates to another woman?
Look, we started sending each other.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
No, it's...
You wanted to see her in it, right?
It's Greg, not as bad as it sounds. We've never even met.
It is as bad as it sounds.
Are you serious right now?
Who did you buy the Victoria's Secrets for?
Lingerie? So she can send you pictures so you can do God knows what?
Oh, no.
Greg.
You know what? I don't want to be on the radio. I think we need to get off the radio.
Let's get off. Where you want to meet?
I don't want to meet anywhere. I want to go. I need to go.
You need to go. Be honest with your wife. Yeah. You're cheating on your wife. You're sending intimates to another woman.
Okay, it's lingerie.
And flowers.
I'm done. I'm
done, Brian. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Everyone's done.
I understand.
I'll talk to you at home.
Wow. I don't think so.
He's gone.
Christina, good luck to you. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of bad things happening here. He, the husband, sent a note that said, "Keep them coming" from your mystery man, right? To Leslie. His wife is Christina.
Mm-hmm.
He got Christina an office chair for Christmas, and he got his mistress, Leslie, 5 boxes of intimates from Victoria's Secret.
Right.
Wait, and he says, this is not what it looks like. Well,
no.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Why do you keep calling them intimates?
I know, the intimates is really throwing me off.
It's lingerie.
Sure.
In the intimate section of the store.
The whole store is intimates.
Not true. Well, they do sell like sweatsuits.
I guess I'm
shopping in a store.
Makeup.
All right.
So let's get Mary here. This guy's on a path to cheating and kind of aggressively. If he's not already, like he's pursuing with heat, sending 5 separately wrapped boxes of intimates. Mary, go ahead. You're on in Northridge.
Okay, so I'm just still kind of piecing this together. So they started talking on fantasy football.
Yeah.
And they started sending each other pictures. And so it's progressed to a point where they're sending he's sending her lingerie because he wants to see her in the lingerie, right?
Of course.
So how is that not cheating? Like, it's
it is.
So crazy.
And how is he telling us this isn't what it looks like?
Right.
Right. Bruh. It's like, what? Bruh. What is it then?
It's probably worse than what it looks like.
Right.
Also, Ryan, who calls lingerie intimate?
Thank you very much, Mary.
What is that?
I don't know.
If you are in a department store.
That's what you say? Where's your intimate section?
I do. Okay, guys, with all due respect.
I know. It's kind of cute.
I know how to shop for lingerie.
You come in there snapping and skipping, too. Where's your intimate section?
You ever been to the department store? The 5th floor is intimates, and then inside, that's a lingerie place.
No, I get it. It's fine. You're not wrong. It's just funny.
And Mary, you know, what's going on? That's what they are.
I just never heard that before. I've learned something today.
Well, I used to work in retail.
No, you didn't.
Well, I had a suit line.
I guess you had a suit line. But
it's just Macy's stuff. I do the Macy's commercials for Christmas.
Oh,
I know
my God.
Are. By the way, I bet you intimates. Google it. Macy's intimates.
No, you're not wrong, but it's really funny because nobody does call it that, but you're not
except
wrong.
Except for retail.
Yeah, it's like you belong in a department store.
Okay, send me there. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So when you Google Macy's Intimates, what comes up?
Yeah.
Lingerie.
When you Google lingerie, what comes up? Lingerie. Intimates.
We're not saying you're wrong. We're just saying, like, you sound like Sisney sounds when she says go all the way.
Okay,
no, he
that's
doesn't.
Not true.
Yeah.
I actually sound like I worked in the retail business for a little while. I had a suit line at Macy's. Okay, I know what SKUs of intimates are.
You sound like you're like from the 1940s.
Going all the way.
No.
Okay, well, I'm done with everybody here.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So I'm just learning this now. There's a DM version of Ryan's Roses, and it's a woman named Becca Moore who's doing it.
Yeah, we actually had her on the show last May when, you remember, she helped her Uber driver raise over $200,000 for his daughter.
Yes, I do.
The Uber driver's cancer bills, yeah, because he helped her out when she was stranded. So it's called Loyalty Tests. She's 24 years old, and she's a content creator. She's based out of here in LA, and it's this viral series on TikTok where she runs loyalty tests for other women. Now, the way it works is a girlfriend who is concerned about her boyfriend's behavior will ask Becca to put him to the test and slide into his DMs with a flirty, hi.
Oh, to see if he bites?
Exactly.
Ooh, is this have anything to do with us?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like I was saying, it's kind of like a DM version of Ryan's Roses.
Yeah.
So then only about 30% of men respond. And then the real loyalty test begins. Becca hits on the guy in question, who often claims to be single, or he just lies and says his girlfriend is actually like a cousin or a sister, like whatever.
Ew.
And then
she reports back to the girlfriend.
Not yet. Becca posts their conversation to her 1 million TikTok followers, exposing the guy's lack of loyalty.
Oh, this is harsh.
A little bit. But still, she has a bunch of rules that she kind of sticks to. She keeps the boyfriend anonymous, so she doesn't put his name out there. And she avoids fiancés. She doesn't do married couples, and she doesn't do anybody with children. And she makes sure that there's any... She really does make sure that there's actual suspicion. So she really kind of makes sure that there is... a reason to go in there and start doing this.
And I think we do all those categories.
Sure.
Yeah, like she's one lane. We're doing all those categories.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of here for her approach, and her rules seem legit. But dang, if you're cheating on your girl and you live here in Los Angeles, I would be worried.
So what's the motive? Did she get burned? Like, why is she doing it?
That's a good question, actually. Maybe.
Maybe she did.
And
I wonder, like, why post it? Like, if you know what I mean? Like, why not just tell the girlfriend? Yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's follow this. Let's follow this.
I'm here for it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Amber, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So your husband got you matching jackets and you think it's weird?
Yeah.
It's cute. Why don't you like it?
You just gotta
roll with it.
So cute.
I mean, if I thought it was cute, I would be here. I'm gonna be honest.
What kind of jacket is it?
Oh, it's cute. It's like this black puffer jacket. I thought it was cute on me, and then he mentioned that he got the exact same one for himself. And again, it's not like it's a woman's jacket or anything. It's just a plain puffer jacket, but it kind of takes away the fun of it. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to be matching every time we go out.
I'm
going to tell you something, Amber. You and I would not work. Because I actually went... I'm going to tell you a true story.
Oh.
I was walking on the street. Bathing suits were on sale. There was a... orange, like all kinds of printed short bathing suit with drawstring and a matching pattern, same print, button down top, true sleeve. I bought the matchy and the matchy.
That's kind of a look.
Both for you or one for your SO?
One for me. No, but for me.
Yeah, I love that look.
Same. Yeah, me too. So I'm matchy-matchy.
She doesn't want to be matchy-matchy. It's a little different.
I think it's
Tanya,
cute.
This is what you would do. You and Robbie.
I was just traveling with my husband, and we have matching peacoats, and it's super cute.
Yeah, we have matching Nikes, and we wear them all the time together. I love it.
So, Amber.
Wrong crowd.
Yeah. But it's okay.
It's going to be fine.
Let it go. Let him enjoy.
Yeah.
Be cute about it.
You just got to breathe. 2023.
Kind of fun.
Oh my God, you
problems.
Just...
huh?
You just let her go.
Well, she didn't want to hear from us. She hung up on us, I think. She called the wrong crowd.
Totally wrong crowd.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I have talked to a lot of friends of mine who have watched this Meghan and Harry documentary, and it's changed their opinion. In a way, some of them, in the way of Meghan and Harry.
In what way? Like they like them now or they don't like them now?
Not as much as they used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened to me.
If this backfired.
Yes.
It happened to me. I couldn't even finish the doc.
I didn't either. And I like.
And I was very excited for it.
I liked them, but at some point I was like, wait, this is making me not like them as much.
Thank you. I'm same boat, Ryan.
Yeah. But I like them.
And I couldn't finish it.
I don't know why. It was like, wait. No.
I think it totally backfired. It made them look calculated.
But the consensus is that going into it, the people liked them.
Yeah.
And going out of it, they felt a little differently. And I hate to say it because I don't know them. Anyway, what's your story?
Well, okay, so I watched the whole thing, and I wanted to finish the whole thing because I'm just so curious about it. But the two things that I did kind of want to extract were more about their courtship, which I found to be really interesting, because the first thing that kind of perked my attention was Harry first saw Meghan on Instagram. So he saw a picture of her those weird dog ear filters and was like, who is that? And that's kind of basically how they met. And so I was like, oh my gosh, if the prince can meet his future wife via Instagram, we can all meet our future significant others on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. It's hope. It's good. And then the second one was Prince Harry was late for their first date when they met for drinks. And I found it to be very interesting because I feel like when we do second date updates, I have zero tolerance for tardiness.
Me too.
Especially on a first date. So if I was meeting a guy for the first date and he was late, I would be like, bye.
Well, what's your, what do you give him? 10?
What?
10 minutes?
A grace period, 10?
Oh, 10. No, if we're supposed to meet at 5:30 and you're not there at 5:30, like, you're done.
So 5:31, he's done?
Yeah, I think.
What if one of the lanes was shut down on the way and there was, traffic?
There are reasons, and Harry had a reason. There was a reason why he was late and she didn't write him off.
He's a prince.
Yeah. But I found it interesting. It's like, you know, when we're doing second date updates, we have to think about these things. Because if she would have written him off, who knows? They would maybe never would have made it.
So what else?
That's it. Those two things.
Okay. I have not finished the doc, so I don't really know where it goes.
Where'd you stop?
I think the 2.
Yeah. Oh, I started 2 and then I was like, meh.
There's 6, guys.
There's.
I don't think I'm going to get there.
No, no way. It's still on my continue to watch list. And I'm like,
You know who does make look really good is Tyler Perry.
I'm like, Emily in Paris, girl.
You know what? I'm going there.
Yeah.
I'm going Emily in Paris. Honestly, everybody's telling me go Emily in Paris and just look at it. It's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
It is really
I'm
pretty.
I'm not even paying attention to the storyline. I'm just like, oh. Yeah,
I'm down. I'm down.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Great show today, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Always fun. Tomorrow, the new mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, joining us 7:40. Another hometown hustler. Ed Sheeran tickets. Morning hack. 3 ways to tell if someone's lying to you. 6:55. Sisney's got you till 11 o'clock. This is Kiss. Keep it here.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.